You're listening to a Sound Vision Online podcast.
Find us at soundvisiononline.co.uk.
At the beginning of April, RNIB Northern Ireland recruited the first Paediatric or Children's Eye Care Liaison Officer, or ECLO. Andy Morrow is now settling into her new role, so I thought it was high time I caught up with her to see how she's getting on. Andy, you're very welcome.
Thank you. Well, lovely to be here.
First of all, how long are you in post, Andy?
3 weeks. Yeah, it's 3 weeks just.
Wow. Three weeks.
And it's part-time for 21 hours, so I'm still trying to work out what days I need to be working, and I'm in and out of the office and up at the hospital a lot, so it's a bit confusing.
Okay, and whereabouts would you be based?
It will be based at the Royal. It'll be on level 8 and ward 31 are the children areas.
But people not from Belfast, Royal is the Royal Victoria Hospital here.
Yes.
In Belfast, isn't that right?
Sorry, yes, RVH.
Yes, we're talking to a UK-wide audience here.
Yes, apologies, you're talking to a Belfast girl. Yes, the Royal Victoria Hospital, based, it's just outside the city centre. So,
tell me a little bit about life before getting the paediatric ECLO job.
Well, after I graduated from university, I moved to Holland for several years. And when I was out there, I was working in recruitment with the European Space Agency. I did that for a couple of years, then had children, came back here, did various different posts, but have been working in sort of recruitment and support of lone parents and finding employment, that sort of thing. And then I started working with RNIB in August of last year. So when I moved into the trainee grade scheme, working in the children and families team, organising events for children with sight loss. As part of the trainee grade scheme is to, you know, get help filling out application forms and getting you to move on to the next stage, because it's only a 50-week programme. I applied for the ECLO job, had to do a presentation and an interview, and happily got the job.
Oh, okay. So, well, congratulations.
Thank you. It's very exciting.
So tell me, in the role of ECLO for Children, what does that involve? What will you be doing?
Okay, well, I will be based in the hospital, in the Royal Victoria Hospital. Generally, you are talking to parents who've either just had a new diagnosis for their child, or they've just become aware that their child has significant sight loss. The role as ECLO is there to support the parent and to support the family as well as the children. It's a little bit different. Children tend to just get on with things and don't really factor in their sight loss, especially if they're very young. They just generally don't see the difference and don't realise that they see things differently. So they just carry on. It's the parents that have the bigger traumas and the bigger problem accepting certain things. So as an ECLO, I would be there to take over from where the consultant has left them. So if a consultant says, yes, we can this is the diagnosis for your child, I would then step up and have a chat with the parents. And I think the first couple of appointments is often just listening to the families and seeing where their concerns are and what they need help with. Then we can progress into working with referring them into the sensory support team, doing educational referrals, and of course into the delightful children and families team, so they get to do the fun bits. When I refer them into the children and families team, then they go into the family officer and they get the extra support there. And I would also be able to work with consultants and see what the process will be, what the prognosis is, and what the next steps will be for the child when they're at the hospital. But it's basically first point of contact, getting the parents in, giving them an idea of where we need to go next, and then moving them on, but at the parents at their pace, because they're the ones, you can't overload them with information. You need to go at their pace and what suits them.
You're like the bridge between the hospitals and the medical profession and then other sort of support services.
Yes, yeah, we are there to basically give that support and a little bit of knowledge within reason. We don't have any medical qualifications, so we don't do that. But we give as much knowledge as we can and try and just help the families. It's a bit of a minefield when you don't know what to do next. I know from my own experiences, when I was registered as sight impaired, I didn't know what to do next. I was kind of left after the consultant went, yeah, we can do that. So I called RNIB myself and spoke to Susan Caskey in the end, and Susan helped me know what to do and where the next step was. I'd have been a bit lost without that. Mm. So
Yeah, and just Susan works here also in Belfast as an ECLO, and yes. She's more and she works with adults who've experienced sight loss.
Yes, she is. I think the longest standing ECLO here, and does a lot of work up at the Royal Victoria Hospital as well.
So you'll be working alongside Susan quite a bit?
Yes, I will be learning a lot from her at this stage because she knows a lot of information and she knows all the consultants. So that's where I'm going to learn everything.
Sounds to me like there's a definite, I mean, you must get to know the medical staff in the hospital quite well.
Yes, I think that's the intention. They are all very open and friendly. They were all very keen to have this paediatric ECLO come in to help their workload as well. I mean, if you look at sort of the financial side of it, the ECLO makes a massive impact financially to the consultants and their time. So basically, the consultants want to use it as well as, you know, once they've handed the family off, then they know that there is support for them and they're not just left there to go off and Google things by themselves.
You touched on it there just briefly, but what need was identified for a paediatric ECLO in terms of, like, where did the idea come from?
I know that there was a large amount of referrals coming through for children. I deal with Belfast and South Eastern Trust areas. Northern Ireland is divided up into 5 trust areas. The hospital that I'm in is based in Belfast, so it's mostly children from Belfast and South Eastern areas. But they had seen that there was an increase in children being referred in. And I know RNIB had worked in conjunction with the consultants who were very keen to have an ECLO solely dedicated to the children's clinics. There was a large number of cases coming through and they felt that an ECLO should be dedicated to the children's eye clinic.
So how does it feel to be the first paediatric or children's ECLO? I mean, it's trailblazing, isn't it?
Well, yeah, apparently it's the first in the UK.
Do you feel the weight of responsibility?
I'm starting to feel the pressure. I have to say, though, it's very exciting. It's very challenging, but it's also so interesting. I've got really into it. I'm very keen to do it. And I really enjoy working with the kids as well as the parents. So it's a good thing, but it's a wee bit scary to think it's the first ever. But we need to make this work really well so that everywhere gets one.
Is it how long is your contract for?
It's 2 years. 2 years part-time work. So
excellent.
And the intention is then that, well, as the 2 years come to the end, hopefully I've made a massive impact, and we can get more funding for it.
And tell me this: so you're 3 weeks in. Tell me, have the referrals started already, or how's it going?
Yes, I have 10 sitting on my desk at the moment. I'll be in the clinic all day tomorrow and Friday morning. I'm hoping that there's a few more there, and. It's going good so far.
So the need is definitely, I mean, obviously that is right there. That's demonstrating that, you know, there is a need there. And
yes.
There's a definite need for your service.
Yes, I would say so. We have in particular 2 consultants that would refer in to ECLO a lot at the clinic. We do have one that we need to gently persuade and sweet talk into referring. So I will be attending his clinic on Friday and get to know him, and then hopefully he will make more use of the ECLO. Although he was very keen for a paediatric ECLO in all the consultations.
Finally, Andy, just somebody listening to this, how would they get in touch with RNIB's Eye Care Liaison Officer Service or ECLO Service here in Northern Ireland?
It is, you can either ask your consultant about it when you're up at having an appointment, and they will fill in a green form, which is just your contact details, and then they give that to the ECLO if they're not about. Or you can just call in RNIB, call in the hotline and self-referral. Mm-hmm. And then we can give you a call back and have a chat and see what sort of help we can give you, where we can refer you on to, maybe what information you're missing and where is the best thing to do next. So call into RNIB or speak to your consultant.
And just give a number out. If you live in Northern Ireland and you wish to talk to any of our ECLO or indeed anybody from the RNIB support services, just call 0289032973. Andy, it's been fascinating talking to you.
Thank you very much.
I do get the sense we could talk all day.
Probably if you let me, yes. So that's probably why it's better you don't.
But unfortunately, I've got to draw to a close summer. But Andy, yeah. it's been great. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
RNIB Northern Ireland, supporting people with sight loss.